Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Decision, Wisconsin, big day today.
And here we go.
That's right. Here we go, both candidates in Wisconsin at the very same time.
But far apart today.
But far apart, but then...
Much closer Friday.
Yes. So President Trump is in Green Bay along with Brett Favre. That's tonight at the Rest Center. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris is at UW-Madison tonight. So she's set to speak at 8:30, but that event starts later this afternoon on campus there. So both candidates in Wisconsin on the same day. Doesn't get any more intense than that, does it? Or actually, yes, it does.
This is what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
So which one is immovable and which one's unstoppable? Anyway, on Friday night, both candidates will be in Milwaukee at the same time. Trump will be at Fiserv Forum around 7 o'clock. Now, Vice President Harris is expected in Milwaukee that night as well, according to her campaign. We don't have a location yet. You would expect a location that would be of similar size, though, right? Because of the optics. You wouldn't want to do something small if your candidate, the person you're running against is down the street.
The time for the small meet and greets, too, is quickly passing, right? At this point, you want big crowds, big rallies, maximum deliverables.
So that would either be what? State Fair, AmFam Field, maybe Summerfest Grounds, something like that.
Could be a Veterans Park, too, but you probably have to start to see build out for that if you needed to put up a stage. Things like that. But right, you're thinking large venue.
So yeah, 2 days now. Today and then on Friday, both candidates back in Wisconsin.
A good time to bring this up since we're going to be seeing a number of motorcades in Wisconsin this week. The new information here that I have on the near miss on the Milwaukee freeway between one of our local drunks and the Vice President of the United States. I have been uncomfortable, E, and I don't know, you can tell me if I've been off on this, but it feels like a sort of a shoulder shrug. Beyond the first day or two of reporting on this, when the video came out, that this incident seems to be getting. It's sort of been like, well, yeah, this happened, but nothing came of it, so all good.
Well, especially because of what we've seen this past couple of months with what happened with the former president.
So I felt like the story just had questions that weren't answered and why we all just sort of moved on. And we're like, yeah, all right. So I spoke with the chief communications officer for the United States Secret Service. And he had some new details to share on that incident from more than a week ago now. You know I've raised the alarm because I've wondered how it's possible a vehicle could get that close to the vice president. We, of course, are, as you mentioned, under heightened awareness as somebody actually shot her opponent in this race already, former President Trump. So in a nutshell, what I heard from the U.S. Secret Service was, you kind of don't know what you don't know. We did have this under control. I'll detail that further in a moment, but first just to reset. Remember, a little over a week ago, Vice President Harris, somewhere in the motorcade of vehicles, headed back to Milwaukee Mitchell International following her campaign event, which was in Brookfield earlier in the evening. Got the DOT video up that we, TMJ4, obtained this from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. You can watch on our YouTube channel. You click watch on our digital app or WTMJ.com or text watch to 855-616-1620. Likely you've seen the video already, but if you haven't, it's up there now. And I'll let TMJ4's Mary Jo Ola pick it up from there.
You can see Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade with flashing lights traveling on I-94 to the airport. Then an SUV moves in coming from the opposite direction before Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputies pull the driver over.
So, right, you've got lead law enforcement vehicles out in front of the vice president's vehicle, press and support staff vehicles as well, all involved in the motorcade. Passing by them on their left is this white SUV going the wrong way on the freeway. Once past the motorcade, authorities stopped and arrested 55-year-old Wayne Wacker. They say his blood alcohol level was 0.25, more than three times the legal limit for driving. They also say that he had no idea what he was doing and intended no harm to Vice President Harris. So this was not an attempt of him to interrupt the motorcade. He just was hammered and got on the freeway going the wrong way. It, however, leaves open questions as to how some drunk was able to do that, get that close, lest he had been an assassin or someone with nefarious intent. So I spoke Tuesday after submitting a series of written questions to the U.S. Secret Service with Anthony Guillaume, and he is chief of communications for the Secret Service. The top spokesperson inside the U.S. Secret Service. Some of our conversation was off the record. Some of it was flat out Maverick Top Gun.
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Jeez.
No, he never said that. But Guillaume did say on multiple occasions, I'd like to tell you more, but you understand why I can't. You understand why.
Of course, right. Can't share the pertinent information that they use to protect VIPs.
Because some of what the U.S. Secret Service does is diversionary. Some of it is deception. Mm-hmm. You have multiple vehicles that look exactly the same, yep, so you don't know which one the package, as they call it, is in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that motorcade is even the motorcade.
Yeah. Right. Is the VP even in that motorcade?
Right. So there were a number of things that he said, I'd like to tell you more about this, but you understand why I can't. And I do. A few things that I can quote him directly on. He said the incident did not pose a threat to Vice President Harris. That's the baseline for everything to follow. Flat out, the U.S. Secret Service stands by that statement. The incident did not pose a threat to Vice President Harris. How can that be? Because you watch this vehicle drive right by the motorcade. So he went on to detail a few reasons why they can say that the incident didn't pose a threat. Significantly, the oncoming vehicle had no effect, he said, on the speed of the motorcade. Why does this matter? You and I were speaking with another law enforcement source the other day, and this source told me the motorcade moves forward. So when you're in it, your job is to continue advancing at a quick pace.
You're not going to stop the motorcade.
Right. And so that sort of backs up what this chief of communications for the Secret Service is saying. The motorcade is safest when it's moving forward at a good clip, and that effort was not impeded. So the speed of the motorcade didn't change, the direction, the motorcade was still moving forward. Here's the bigger takeaway in my conversation with him. It appears there's no reaction from law enforcement vehicles in the motorcade as this other just rogue SUV is approaching. It appears there's no reaction when you watch the video. He says that's not the case. According to Guillaume and the chief spokesperson for the U.S. Secret Service, he tells me some of the vehicles in the motorcade did change position. So repositioned based on the fact that they had this SUV approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, vehicles in the motorcade that serve a purpose were repositioned. You can sort of read between the lines, but what he's saying. What purpose specifically? What countermeasures might those vehicles have been able to deploy if necessary? That falls under the, I could tell you, but then I didn't.
Right, right.
So speaking of countermeasures, Guillaume also said Secret Service assets in that case have various options, and he could say more, but, quote, I wish I could tell you the reason why I can't. I just can't.
Mm.
So there was a lot of that. What he's saying is there's a level of protection that's afforded the vice president. So the operation is called a rolling bubble. That's how they protect the sitting vice president and only one notch below what the president himself would receive in a motorcade, which is even tighter road and freeway shutdowns. Guillaume said it's how the VP travels around Washington or wherever she is. So that was the standard protocol. He also addressed this, because why wasn't that exit ramp blocked off? Preventing, if they're blocking off all these entrance ramps, why don't you, it's another point of entry, right? How was that not preventing someone from entering the freeway, ended up going the wrong way? Guillaume shared that if there were an emergency, obviously, the motorcade needs to get off the freeway.
There has to be openings for you to get off.
Yes. So you couldn't put up hard barricades or cement blocks or anything like that, because they do have to be able to get off. Now, could you have positioned a state patrol vehicle there or something? You only have so many assets. So apparently they didn't. And again, they were comfortable with the protocol. Why didn't any of the lead vehicles intervene before the SUV got to the motorcade? Guillaume said that the timing was such that while they could have, and law enforcement, he said, in those lead vehicles, has the authority to act in that situation. They don't need to ask for permission. Everybody knows what their job is.
They could divert if they thought, if they felt compelled to do so.
Yes. He said one of those lead vehicles could get in the way of that oncoming thing, that they are authorized to do that. But he said, from what he's seeing in the video, that the timing was just such that the move was make sure everybody knows that this is coming and then reposition those assets within the bubble as opposed to getting in front of this vehicle. Mm-hmm. That's the assessment that they made. That one's hardest for me to reconcile with. Again, given where we are right now, what we've already seen. The fact that somebody actually shot former President Trump.
Right.
And there were a lot of people with their own eyes who looked up and said, hey, how come that guy's on the roof? Right. And things weren't done. So that one's harder for me to accept, that perhaps the better protocol would not have been one of those lead vehicles just getting in front of whoever this is. And if they crash into the squad, fine, whatever.
But you keep that vehicle. Going, right,
yes,
yeah,
you keep that vehicle away. But I'm just the guy. I'm not a cop. I'm not in the Secret Service. I'm telling you what their explanation was. And finally, I spoke with another spokesperson for the U.S. Secret Service as well on Tuesday. They probably got my address now, right? They know so you have a daughter that goes to college out in New York, right? Okay. No, they were super cool. And he just said, agents train specifically for motorcade detail. They know their roles. They know the procedures. And both guys here from the Secret Service with whom I spoke are saying they believe proper protocol was followed in this case.
All right.
Questions asked, questions answered. Whether or not you accept those answers, that's on you. But I share this information with you this morning. 8:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News.